Right. Well, yesterday we spoke to a representative of Teachers for Palestine. They say that the way Anzac Day is portrayed in schools needs to change, that the Anzacs were rapists and murderers and so forth, which I didn't like that, but they're teachers, so you can expect it in some schools to become the new norm. Today, it's another group called Mums for Palestine, and as we speak, they are trying to prevent the Education Minister, Ben Carroll, from visiting the Meadows Primary School in Broadmeadows. Representative of Mums for Palestine, Lucy Hayworth, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. So are you at the school at the moment?
Yes, I am out front.
Righto. And what are you trying to do?
So we're standing in solidarity with Palestinians and also members of this community who've reached out for support, who are quite horrified at the idea of Ben Carroll visiting the school.
Well, he's the Deputy Premier and the Education Minister. Why don't they want Ben Carroll to visit?
In 2022, as Minister of Defence, he signed an arms deal with Israel, an MOU, to be able to provide arms to commit to fund basically a genocide focused on and targeting children. So it's a bit hypocritical to then
Sorry, you said
secure in
Minister
school.
of Defence. He's a state politician. We don't have a Defence Department in the state government.
Well, he's definitely signed the MOU and then stood on the steps of the Parliament also on October 17th, exposing his support for Israel. So he is hypocritical to be supporting a state that is actively progressing a genocide, disproportionately targeting
Sorry,
children,
do you have
and
any?
then
Well, wait a minute.
using
You've just
force.
said he was the Minister for Defence. I can tell you that is an utter lie, or it's a misstatement. But he's not. But what is this statement in support of Israel?
He has stood on the steps of Parliament on the 17th of October, stating his support for Israel. I stand for Israel, I believe. And then coming to visit schools as an education minister in the context of supporting a genocidal regime that is disproportionately killing children is pretty hypocritical, wouldn't you say?
Well, not really. I can tell you what, just about every federal and state politician in October last year said we support Israel because Israel had just been attacked by Hamas and 250 odd Israelis, including children, have been kidnapped. I mean, why wouldn't you support the country where that had happened?
What would you say then about the over 40,000 Palestinians who have since been killed by that exact
Yeah,
regime
war is
who is in
awful.
occupying power
No, it's not an
and
occupation. Oh, look, the point is, Hamas started the war, and unfortunately, it's come back to bite them on the
I
bottom.
think you're wrong about that. There was no war that started in October, on October 7th. This
So,
has been a
oh.
75-year-long occupation of an Indigenous people who have the right to land, that is the Palestinians, and it well predated the 7th of October. So I think
Right.
that's just an ignorant
Well, if you
comment
want to
about.
argue history, you know what in Roman times that bit of land was called?
I don't think we need to go back to Roman
Well,
times.
no,
Use the
you said
phrase
history, you
yourself,
said history. It
7th
was
of
called
October. So
Judea. You know what that means?
I can piece it together, but this is
Land of the
not the
Jews.
point. The point is
Oh, I see,
that
it's not the point. But
Ben
you, well,
Carroll
wait a minute,
is
but
visiting the
if it was
school and
land of
he
the.
has stood up for and said and signed his support for Israel, and they
Right.
have disproportionately killed over 15,000 children. So
Right.
that is the reason why we are here. That is the reason why we are protesting his presence in this
Do you
community.
well,
And
but do you think it's possible you're mistaken, given that you think he was the Minister for Defence?
no.
No. All right. So do you admit you got that wrong?
I think we can provide you with the information that can support that claim, yeah.
What, that he was Minister of Defence in a state government? He's a state politician. There is no Department of Defence, and that's the whole reason we have a federal government. The states don't do it. Anyway, do you have a child at the school?
No, I don't know.
Right, and how will you stop the Education Minister? Like, I mean, if he walks up, will you physically stop him from entry?
Absolutely not. No, we're standing in solidarity with the community. We're outside the school. We've been welcoming teachers and students to the community and supporting them as they've requested us to do so. So we'll be here until or unless he comes, and standing in solidarity with them.
I mean, almost every federal politician has said they also stand for Israel. So would you protest against them as well?
Absolutely, the current government stance in solidarity with Israel is something we oppose. And the killing of multiple men, women, and children, a disproportionate loss of life that's happening in the Gaza Strip and also continues under the occupation of the West Bank is something we absolutely oppose.
Well, the West Bank's not occupied. The West Bank is not occupied by Israel. I mean, you're saying these things as though they're true. They're simply not true.
They are absolutely true. I think that if you look into the details of the apartheid that's in place within the West Bank, the disproportionate incarceration without trial of many young people and the ongoing illegal settlements that are being built there. It is an occupation.
So what do you want to see happen? Do you want Israel to disappear, for example? Is that the sort of end game here?
No, I think that justice for the Palestinians is an important cause that everybody should be standing behind. It is a defining issue of our time, that we can support people's right to exist. And I think that, for all of us that are standing here today, the important thing is that we don't have hypocrisy in our government system of supporting people who are vehemently, against children, killing children, and then touring schools as if it's some kind of publicity stunt for them.
Do you support Hamas?
I think it's a ridiculous question to ask.
Why? It's the government of Gaza. I'm just asking, do you support that?
No. I condemn Hamas for the actions on October 7th, as do many people. But I also absolutely condemn the ongoing occupation of Palestine by Israel and the disproportionate killing of women and children.
Well, for how long will you protest this morning?
Pardon?
For how long will you protest this morning outside Meadows Primary School?
We've been here since 6 a.m. and we'll be here until or unless the minister visits.
Well, the minister is going to visit. We've got a statement from his people saying he's on his way right now. But so you won't physically stop him going into the school?
No, we're not advocates for any kind of physicality or violence.
Right, okay. And you're still convinced he used to be the Minister for Defence?
My sources say that, yes. Under his remit. Yes. He signed an MOU with Israel to fund weapons. Yes.
Okay. Have you heard of a man called Richard Marles, the Deputy Prime Minister?
Yes.
Right, well, he's the Minister for Defence.
Okay, well, 2022.
All right, well, here are the positions that Ben Carroll has had. He's been Deputy Premier since late 2023. Before that, he was Parliamentary Secretary for Justice. Before that, Parliamentary Secretary to the Shadow Minister for Public Transport. Before that, Parliamentary Secretary to the Shadow Minister for Roads. Right now, he's got a whole lot of ministries, but I have to just assure you of this.
So in 2022?
In 2022, he was Minister for Industry Support and Recovery, and before that, Minister for Business Precincts. That was in 2022. There is no Department of Defence in the state government. I mean, you're just misinformed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Lucy Hayworth there. Misinformed. She thinks Ben Carroll was the Minister for Defence. It's impossible. I mean, one, he's not. Two, there is no Department of Defence in the state government. And Ben Carroll is a state government minister. Extraordinary.